All right, you ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
Welcome to the podcast.
Come have a blast, step on the gas, smack a giraffe, it's the Patcast. Come talk fast, pass some gas, make it last. It's the Patcast, 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 hey man, it's badass. Patcast, Patcast, Pat, 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 hey, it's the Patcast.
Hello and welcome to the Patcast. It's Saturday, March 8th, 2014. I am Patrick, your host, broadcasting from the Goulash Studios in New York City. Tonight, I have one guest, and he is broadcasting live from... where? Where are you tonight?
I don't know where... I'm not sure.
It looks like you're on the set of Clue, is what it looks like.
Well, I was pretty high when I drove here.
Oh, okay.
And so I couldn't... I'm not 100% sure how to get home.
Oh, I understand.
So I'm here now, so we can just record as many podcasts as you want.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Kenny Sheltonov is with us this evening.
Hello, my name is Dr. Kenny Sheltonov.
There he is. There he is, man of the hour. And this guy did some amazing things a couple of months ago in the podcast, hosting the Wedding Mania editions of the podcast. What was that like for you, Dr. Kenny?
The Wedding Mania is, or the Wedding Mania, there's only one, I think.
Right, in two parts.
The Wedding Mania was pretty awesome. I really enjoyed it. I had way more fun than I thought I would doing it.
Right.
Like I thought I would enjoy it, but I thought it would be like a supplement to my evening.
Right.
Like it was going to be some sort of, like I was going to, you know, enjoy the wedding and dance and drink and talk to people. And then, oh, by the way, we'll conduct an interview. And it turned into like a full time. There was the whole night was just doing interviews.
Right.
But it was a lot of fun because I got to talk to everybody.
It was a lot of fun for me as well. It was a lot of fun for me to listen to afterwards. I had so many people come up to me and say that they've never been to a wedding where a podcast was being recorded, and they enjoyed it. It was very unique. It left a good impression on everybody. So you did well.
I'm happy to hear that. I was concerned. I was nervous. I gotta say, I was super nervous because, you know, when we first talked about it, it was, I don't know. I feel like I kind of brought it up as a joke.
Right.
Like, what's your podcast at this wedding?
And I was like, you want to? And you're like, absolutely. And that was it. And then it wasn't talked about for 6 months.
Yeah. We decided we'd do it, and then that was it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I do this a lot, I just said, oh, I want to do this, it'll be fun. And then it's not actually, like, I don't actually, I get really nervous when the time comes. And I don't have any faith. And then, like, when it became clear that it was actually happening, which, by the way, wasn't until, like, today.
A couple days before.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay.
To me, it was a couple days before, for sure. For you, I'm sure it was like the night before.
Yeah, I was not 100% sure until crunch time. Yeah,
right.
But then when I got there and I started doing it, like, I didn't really prepare. Like, the night before, I thought, oh, I should prepare questions. And then when I actually sat down to do it, I realized how much work that was going to be.
Right.
So then I just said, no, never mind.
Yeah.
I'll just wing it. I know these people.
Yeah, and the ones you didn't, you did well winging it there as well.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to hear you say that.
You got to know them through some very intriguing questions that you asked them, and it helped that you were next to the open bar for two reasons: one, so that you could have as many drinks as you want, and two, everybody who was coming to get drinks could visit you.
Yeah.
And be interviewed.
Yeah. And the fact that it was, we did have a nice crowd around us.
You did.
I
enjoyed the fact that I was in the, you know, main room having a good old time dancing my butt off. And I looked over through the window glass there, and I just saw a crowd of people over there. And I was like, wow, it's a hit.
Yeah, really.
Can't tell you how many times I looked over there and I was like, I can't wait to hear what that conversation is. I can't wait to hear that conversation. I can't wait to hear this and this and this and this.
Yeah, it was funny. I got to be, like I said, you know, I thought about preparing and then I ended up not because it felt like too much work. And then when I got there, I feel like I've listened to so much talk radio in my life. Because that's like my favorite thing. I just like listening to talk radio because I like listening to people kill time, which is essentially what talk radio is. And I feel like I kind of went on autopilot there for a while.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't even like, when I try to think back and I'm like, oh, I try to remember an interview or something, I can't really remember it all that well. And I feel like I was kind of I was in some kind of trance and I was just like repeating things I've heard like Jeff Styles or Howard Stern say.
Oh, yeah. Well, people said that they either thought you should make this your career or they asked if this was your career. So.
Well, good. I was just copying people whose career it was, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, everybody seemed to enjoy it. I certainly did, like I said, listening back. And I'd still like to do a decent, I mean, this isn't the follow-up, this is a semi-follow-up. I'd still like to do a decent post-show to Wedding Mania with my bride and maybe a few others that were there in the wedding party.
Yeah, this is the Patcast follow-up.
Yeah.
And then we'll do the Wedding Mania follow-up. We're going to milk Wedding Mania for all it's worth.
We will, all year long. And well, maybe it's something we should just hold off until November 16th of this year on the one-year anniversary.
1 year later? That might
work. But my only fear with that is that details will be forgotten.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that you and Leah won't still be together.
Oh, that too. But no, I don't have that fear. I just have a fear that some stories will get lost and be forgotten.
That's true. It's going to happen. Even doing this today, I thought I should start writing things down to refresh my memory because I wasn't totally confident that I could remember everything that happened.
Yeah.
And or every small detail from
And this is our first Patcast of 2014.
I guess that's true, yeah. When did you upload the part two?
December?
Was it before Christmas?
I think so. I think I had them both up. I think I had like the first one up like a week and a half after the wedding or 2 weeks after, and then it was like another week or so that was up. So definitely last year. This is the first one this year. I wanted to do one in January and February, obviously, but that didn't happen. I still think I have an episode somewhere. Couldn't tell you where it is that I'm still sitting on from last year.
Really?
Home in the summer that I never uploaded. I think I just stopped. I stopped working on it because I was either getting bored with it or I don't know. Life caught up. I was wedding planning, you know, things of that nature.
Fucking life.
Life catching up to me. So we recorded two, I believe, at Matt's house during a RAW and after a RAW, and I think it was the after RAW one that I have, which I think consists a lot of Taylor Newman yelling things from the kitchen to us.
Yeah.
It'll be one of those episodes we'll throw out, you know, in like the summer on like the year anniversary of that occasion.
By the way, that episode that we haven't heard yet, combined with Wedding Mania, is enough to tell you that Taylor has no concept of acoustics.
No,
he don't understand how close he needs to be to a microphone.
Yeah. And poor Wafnuts, he always gets shafted on this show. He got shafted at Pat Mania for his match. He's gotten shafted however many segments, and then he got shafted at Wedding Mania when you got your interview with Kara and Bill. And was there a second time that he got interrupted? Twice.
It was Kevin Moore showed up.
Yep, that was it.
And then I got back to Taylor, and then Kara showed up.
Yes, so Taylor has constantly gotten shafted. That one time he requested a song at the end of the show and ended up playing Van Halen's Dreams, I believe, in its place. Apologies to Taylor Newman. It's not intentional. I think it's just bad luck.
It's got to be just bad luck. It's got to be bad luck because, you know, I didn't even think about it going into Wedding Mania. I didn't think like, ooh, I'm going to bump Taylor.
Right.
It just two people walked up during his segment.
Right. It's kind of like the Matt Davis skating party with, you know, the John Mayer dedication to him.
Yeah,
Interrupted by New Kids on the Block, I think.
Man, you know, it feels like years ago we set out to do this, but it seems like it just sort of happens organically.
It happens organically. I sent him a song on Spotify a while back, and he said thanks for that. I thought that, you know, it was going to get interrupted, like as I was listening to it. That's how bad it's gotten with poor Wafnuts. We'll have to get him back on the show too and have a big apology, and maybe it'll be interrupted as well.
We can only hope.
Yeah. We'll see what his schedule's looking like. Get him back on the show. We need to discuss something really important in the new year of the PatCast. Some interesting developments happened quietly under the radar in the world of the PatCast at the end of last year. Not many of you know. I know you know, Dr. Kenny, and we will discuss this in great lengths right now. Big news. Our great website, pat-cast.com, was purchased. We were bought out. We sold out.
Yes.
pat-cast.com.
You need to tell the story from the beginning.
Here's what happened.
You told it to me when it first happened.
All right, so I was sitting at work, checking my emails, got an email from this guy. We're going to call him Javier because that was his name. And he emails me. It looks like he's located out of London for some sort of trademarking company of some kind. And he's asking me if I'm interested in selling my domain name. He's interested in purchasing it. This, that, and the other. Very confused at first, because at first I kind of almost dismissed it as some kind of spam, but I looked it over a little closely. You know, he mentions me by name, and he said he tried to contact me through an old email of mine that I don't have anymore. So I knew this was legit, you know? This isn't just some scam artist. So we trade some emails. We have some negotiations. He says, you know, he's like, how much are you selling it for? Well, I don't know what kind of cash money this guy has. I don't know what he's wanting to shell out for pat-cast.com. What the hell would he want to use this for?
Right, because this is a valuable domain.
Very valuable. We've had the domain since March of 2008. And that's in the very beginning stages of the PatCast. That's back when we were discussing no topics, and 96.5 The Mountain hadn't even gone to top 40 radio. That's the time we're talking about here. Yeah, back in those days.
The dark ages.
So this guy wants my domain. Don't know what for. I don't ask. I don't care. I want my money. I want my cash money. So we sell the domain for a hefty sum. And I get my money. I take it to the bank. And, you know, we're rocking and rolling. I'm not going to reveal the total amount that was given to me. I would just say it was a nice chunk of change, and I will say that I spent the nice chunk of change on a new domain for $2.99 Black Friday sale, because this was back in November. So for $2.99 I purchased pat-cast.com.
That's right, you sold pat-cast.com for a comfortable sum of money.
Yes.
And then used that money to purchase pat-cast.com.
Correct. Is anyone lost here?
Are we straight?
Right, yep. So now, when you would go to pat and then the dash cast.com, you can now go to patdashcast.com. So technically, we moved, but we can still say you can find us at pat-cast.com.
Pat-cast.com. Don't forget the dash. Yes. It's the most important part of the web address.
That's true. Now, I had a funny feeling when this guy was emailing me about what this could be for, because in recent years I've seen another PatCast pop up. And Dr. Kenny, are you aware of this other PatCast?
Yeah, it got mentioned. We started talking about this other PatCast. When did it show up? Do you know?
At least 2 years ago, probably. I would say before that, but it's been more recent than when I started the PatCast. I know that much.
Yeah, I thought it was
Could have been longer. Well, was it during our 2011 run, you know, like season three of the podcast?
See, I thought it was more than that. Oh, yeah, we also need to talk about the season project.
We will.
But, yeah, so anyway, it's been around a while, but not as long as us.
We were the original podcast.
And it's not like we were some, you know, it's not like we had the domain and weren't using it.
Right.
We had the domain.
We were using it.
We were posting podcasts.
Yep, posting podcasts.
It's not like the podcast was like a deli.
Right.
In Omaha. It's the exact same thing.
And it's not like I went out and copyrighted and trademarked this name. I know I should have. That's what you're supposed to do in these types of situations.
Clearly.
But who knew some other Pat out there, who with a very similar name to me, by the way, decided he wanted a piece of the pie, you know?
Yeah.
He decided he wanted it. And the Pat we're talking about is Pat Monahan, the lead singer of the band Train. Dr. Kinney, favorite Train song?
Well, I saw him at Riverbend a couple years ago.
Yes.
And they
1 out of 10, how was it?
I'm going to say 6.
Okay.
Because I would have said 5 Train doesn't really, I don't really care. I'm pretty apathetic toward them, but they did impress me. They put on a good show. So I'm going to say 6.
All right.
But my favorite Train song is during that performance, they covered Zeppelin's Ramble On. So my favorite Train song would be their cover of Ramble On.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, I'm sure you know this, Patrick, but they were apparently a Zeppelin cover band before they were Train.
I may have known that. I have forgotten that, but
they were a Zeppelin cover band before they were Train. And Al told us that Matt Davis's brother told us this. And then when they played Ramble On, like they played the very, you know, opening chords, and I kind of got excited, and they nailed it.
Wow.
They should have never given up being Zeppelin cover. If they came to town, you know, as, you know, the Broken Levees or some, I don't know what that would be called, but if they came to town as a Zeppelin cover band, I'd pay good money to see them.
That's true. Well, this guy he wanted to pick a fight. I think that's what it was. He thinks he's won the war. He hasn't. We still own pat-cast.com.
Right.
So, Pat Monahan, you know, we'll meet face-to-face one day.
Well, hang on now. You glossed over. There was a moment, there was a period of uncertainty for us.
Right.
Because we knew that the Pat Monahan podcast existed.
Right.
And then we had pat-cast.com, which, like...
Well, I would have gotten patcast.com, but it wasn't available then. Someone had purchased it, and it was sitting. It wasn't even anything. It was just a domain that was purchased, and this guy probably also made a nice chunk of change, paid by Javier in London,
right.
I would assume. So I don't know. I don't know.
the main issue here was there was a moment where we didn't know if it was going to if the guy trying to buy it was Pat Monahan or related to Pat Monahan.
Right. I had a funny feeling though.
Yeah, we assumed. I mean, what else would there be? But then we were like, it's in London, like, you know, maybe not.
Right.
And then a few weeks later, we went to pat-cast.com and it was like the Pat Cat, which has a way worse logo.
Yeah, very comic book.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little silly. It's a little juvenile, I think.
A little silly. Yep.
And
the Patcast logo by Joey the Watson is far superior.
It's classy and timeless.
To the Pat Monahan. Yes, it's classy and timeless. I like that. Yeah,
classy and timeless. So,
and we've never changed it.
What?
And we've never changed it.
No, I guess that's true. Is that the only like original logo we have? Is everything else sort of like a play on Miami Vice or whatever else?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, those were just kind of specialty ones that never were really essentially used, but yeah, I mean, that was, we really just always kept the one standard Patcast logo.
Right.
So that was like 7 years ago he made that logo. 7 years, 7 years of the Patcast. We've been on the air for 7 years. Pat Monahan comes in and steals our thunder.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know.
You know, Patrick, I find myself getting more upset about this issue the more we talk about it. I wasn't really worried about it in the beginning. Well, I was pissed in the beginning.
Yeah.
Because first of all, I know that you sold it for a comfortable sum of money.
Mm-hmm.
But I was upset because I thought it was worth more.
Yeah.
I thought it was worth dozens of thousands.
Yeah. Yes. Well, this, you know, he's a regular old Vince McMahon, that Pat Monahan.
Right.
Pat McMahon, we'll call him, you know. Right. Trying to buy out old WCW.
Yeah, eating up territories.
Yep. This, who knows, maybe there's another podcast out there just like us that's gotten sidestepped by this guy. But
I don't know why he would go after pat-cast.com. Like,
I'm going to assume he trademarked it, copyrighted. He wants every bit of, you know, every close thing that he can get.
Yeah, but there's a dash.
There is a dash.
When you start a business or something and you have to go, like, hunting for every possible domain that could go your way, like, how do you do that? Is there, like, a search?
I don't know. I'm sure he bought out patcast.net, .org, .gov. TV.
See, we thought about getting like pat-cast.net or something.
Right.
But we didn't think there was as much clout.
No.
You want that .com.
I know. How long before he wants to buy out the new pat-cast.com?
I don't know. Start the countdown though, because I think it's I think it's right around the corner.
I think so too.
Also, we toyed with getting a pat-cast.xxx.
Yes, .xxx.
Domain,
yep.
Which I'm still upset we didn't go with.
Right.
Because I think, actually, you know what? We probably could have just gotten patcast.xxx.
Probably, yeah. We wouldn't have even needed the dash.
Probably not. But it's become the most important part of the web address, so we figured we'd keep it around.
Well, I just want all of our listeners to know that we used the money wisely. We upgraded the Goulash Studios break room. We have a fountain in there now that you can throw pennies into. It's a beautiful scene. You know, we're making money from the money that we made. From the site.
You say we, but you're the only one that gets to use this studio.
We have people here all the time renting out the Goulash Studios. People are renting the Goulash Studios all the time for voiceovers. You know, we've had several top recording artists in here. You know who wanted to use our studio, but what we did, we were too booked up one day. That was one Mark Gormley. He wanted to do it. We were too booked up. We said, sorry, Mark, can't do it today. Come back next year when we have a free day. So
he took his talents to Orlando.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep. He was just in the studio not too long ago, I saw.
Yeah, he was. He's in the studio. That excites me and frightens me both at the same time, equally. Anyway, that's the story of the latest podcast news that you didn't know about.
Yeah, very exciting.
Now you know. So, what do you see now in the future, in the year 2014 for the podcast? What do you see, Dr. Kenny?
Well, I think we got all our love out of the way last year.
Yeah.
So I think this year it's probably going to be a little rocky, a little, what's the word I'm looking
dark?
For? What?
Is the dark period? The dark ages?
It could be a dark time.
Is it the darkest timeline?
The sun might be setting on, wait, hang on. Oh, we need to talk about season structure.
Seasons. Yes. Podcast seasons. Unfortunately, my, assistant has not yet made a Wikipedia page with a breakdown of seasons. There's not a podcast wiki. We thought about putting the funds into that, but we chose to have that fountain in the break room. So, anyway, seasons of the podcast. So if you go back, if you go to our world famous Mixcloud page with all of the podcast episodes from day one. If you go way back to the end of 2008, when I was recording them by myself on my phone, that's what we call season one of the podcast. We didn't start using the Goulash Studios until December of that year for a trio of episodes that I love. They're wonderful episodes that you were involved in.
They're my three least favorite episodes in the history of the past. I would rather listen to your Cloverfield episode.
I can't go back and listen to any of those that I did by myself. I can't. I really can't. It's one of those things where it's you just can't. You look back. I guess it's a cringe thing. You can't really. Those early days are rough, and I'm sure that's the way you feel about those three episodes that we're speaking of.
I was sloppy drunk.
That's true. That's true. Which is why I love those episodes. That was when I knew we had a good thing going. That's when the ratings went way up on the podcast. That's when we were like, you know what? We've got a real good thing going here. We need to keep it going. We need to buy a domain. That's what we need to do. And that's what we did. There were a few episodes there. Secret Revealed also being one of them.
That's by the way, my favorite episode.
Yeah. We've ever done. Definitely the most controversial podcast episode of all time. I would say that period, at least up through March, I would even count that as season one. Whenever it was relaunched and we did the website, that's season two. Until I moved to Orlando in July of 2008.
So
I would say season two is that period that was all done at the Goulash Studios.
So you would consider like Secret Revealed and everything to be part of the phoned in,
yeah. Well,
episodes
they sort of tie into the. There's like a strange overlap there.
Yeah,
because I think it goes back and forth for like a period.
Right,
that's where that screws that up a little bit. That's the only reason why I would consider it as a part of season one. I mean, season one needs some standout episodes. Secret Revealed is the standout episode of season one. That was the turning point. That's when we got renewed for season two.
Right. Yeah. That was our season finale. It was a good one.
Yeah.
So okay, and then season two was the relaunch. That's cool. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, the relaunch was season two. There's a period too after I moved to Orlando that I guess would still kind of fall under, I don't know, they were more like specialty episodes, I guess. So it's hard to really consider if that's even a season three.
Okay.
Because I'm counting the reunion episode, but also I had a Farewell Florida episode, which might have been after the reunion episode. And then there were one or two right after I moved to Florida.
Right.
So those are all kind of sporadic, and maybe that's just one long season three of nothing.
Right.
And then I would consider season four when we really came back after for the Hall of Fame episode.
Yeah.
We had a Hall of Fame, and then we had a good run in 2011.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that was a fun time.
It was a fun run, we could call it.
What year was that? 2011?
2011. So at the end of December, I believe, was the Hall of Fame. So that was season four. For all you listeners out there who are wondering what the timeline is of the podcast, that was a fun era when we also switched format of the podcast. We started playing music on the show.
Which had its ups and its downs.
Yes. And then season five kind of fell into a season three area where it dragged out and there's little things here and there, episodes here and there. And then I think Wedding Mania kicks off season six.
Oh, so Wedding Mania is the beginning of season six.
Sure.
Yes. Okay. That's cool.
And that's where we're at now, season six.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're in season six.
Which kind of works out. If we can somehow turn this around and get a season seven soon, it makes sense because this will be the seventh year in the fall.
So somehow.
Somehow in the fall, like in August, we'll launch season seven.
Somehow it worked out.
Yeah, somehow it worked out.
To where we could have seven seasons in 7 years. despite the fact that we haven't even come close to seven seasons in 7 years, we're not even come close to that consistency.
After tonight's 65th episode, this is episode 65 of the podcast. What do you see? Do you see us falling back into a dry spell? A season three, season five thing? Or do you think we'll be more like a season two, season four every other season? You think we'll pick up here, do one a month, do two a month?
Are you asking me after today, after tonight?
After tonight, yes.
No, I think we're going to get in a good rhythm.
getting a good rhythm. Yeah. I hope you're right. I miss doing this. Hopefully we'll get the gang back, and we will have ourselves some real good times.
Well, it's time for it, because, I mean, 2011 was the last time we had a nice regular schedule, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it is time.
Yeah, it's time.
Yeah, absolutely time. I will be coming home in to Chattanooga in July, where we will have, I'm sure, a nice reunion episode of sorts. We'll get the gang together. Hopefully everybody, all the old familiar faces from the world of the PatCast will hopefully be available to attend. But hopefully before then, we'll have many more episodes with everybody.
Fingers crossed.
Yes, fingers crossed. A few more questions I want to ask you, Dr. Kenny, before we wrap up tonight's 65th episode. Historic, I believe. Sounds historic to me. Of the PatCast.
I'm for it. Well, this is a nice... This is our staff meeting episode.
Yeah, the staff meeting episode. It's probably going to be the name of it. We're going to have a staff meeting here.
Yeah, lots of announcements.
What was for dinner tonight, Dr. Kenny?
I had a burrito from Moe's.
Where was that from? You answered my question.
I don't understand the question.
Sorry, I already had my second question written out, and you answered it in the first question.
This is the lightning round, Patrick, and you're not keeping up with my answers.
I'm trying. How was Moe's? Why did you choose Moe's?
So my mom... me and my mom were trying to figure out what we wanted for dinner. On the weekend, we tend to go out and get something.
Yep.
And she said, "Do you want a burrito?" And I was confused because my mom's never asked me that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Do you mean like Moe's or something?" She said, "Yeah." So we went to Moe's, and by the way, I could do 30 minutes on Moe's.
Sure.
Can we talk about Moe? Can we do this now?
Yeah, we can. We can do this now.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So Moe's pisses me off. Right. I don't really like Moe's, but I do like giant burritos. So I'm sort of in this awful loveless marriage with Moe's.
Do you not like them because they refer to their burritos as Joey's bag of donuts?
That's exactly why I don't like them. The pretentiousness of Moe's menu and the fact that they force me when I get in line to play along with their silly little game of naming their burritos with ridiculous pop culture references infuriates me to no end.
Yeah.
I can't not stand the way Moe's does their... Like, I go up and I say, "Hey, give me a Joey bag of donuts." And they're like, "Okay, sure." And so they start making it. And then I'm like, they're like, "What do you want on it?" And I say, "Oh, put some guacamole on there." And they're like, "That's going to upgrade it to a homewrecker." And I'm like, "Call it whatever the fuck you want. I just put guacamole on my burrito."
Wow.
I don't care what kind of silly name you need to give it. Whatever. Right. I just want guacamole on my burrito. It's real simple. You know who did it right? Qdoba.
Qdoba, that's right. And why did you not go to Qdoba tonight?
Because they skipped town not too long ago. We had two in Chattanooga and they're both gone now.
That's terrible news.
Yeah.
The one closest to me is also closed. But there's one other one that I know of. Yeah, but I don't know.
Is it weird when there's one of a franchise in New York City?
I know, but there's a Chipotle on every corner.
Yeah, I wish I could say that Chipotle ran Qdoba out of town.
And it could be true.
But they didn't. We just have no Qdoba. And
there's
Chipotle.
A lot of other burrito joints around, too, that aren't chain. But it's sad to see Qdoba go.
We don't really even have those. Okay. Wait, here's my next big topic on Moe's and burrito places.
Right.
So back in like 07, we had a burrito boom in town. And there were like, you know, there were like four or five burrito places, just like anywhere, like when cupcakes and hot dogs got popular.
Right.
A bunch of burrito places opened. And now they're all closed except for Moe's. Wow. But we do have one like local place called Mojo Burrito.
Yes.
And people seem to really like Mojo. But here's my problem with Mojo. It's twofold. Number one, the reason I don't like Moe's is because I think their chicken is overpoweringly bland.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I get a chicken burrito at Moe's, I feel like the chicken brings down the rest of the burrito. So I started getting vegetarian burritos from Moe's.
Right.
And that has made all the difference. Like, I enjoy going to Moe's now because I like the veget. Plus, guacamole's free, so that's nice.
Do you think I would like a vegetarian burrito?
Yeah, I think so, because I think meat at, like, Moe's, I think the meat ruins the burrito.
I see.
Now, Mojo, here's the problem with Mojo. They have two kinds of chicken, neither are normal. They have spicy chicken and key lime chicken. So you can't just get chicken.
Right.
Your chicken's got to be some kind of flavor. So I'm not crazy about that. So instead, I'm like, oh, I'll just get a veggie burrito. Here's the problem. Mojo, being a local place, doesn't have a ton of, like, sides or a ton of, like, ingredient options. Like, Moe's, being this big chain, can afford to have, like, 30 different ingredients that you can put on your burrito. But Mojo doesn't really have that. So when I go to Mojo, I'm, like, always in this dilemma. I usually end up getting tacos when I go to Mojo.
I see.
It's frustrating, Patrick. I cannot... There's nowhere in town to just get a nice burrito with meat on it.
You're going to have to drive.
By the way, hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully a listener will say, hey, dumbass.
Yep.
You should go to Pete's Burrito Shack.
Yep.
On Market. The best burrito in town.
Pete's Burrito Shack.
I've got my fingers crossed for Pete. But I don't know of it yet. Oh, also, there's a place called Salsarita's out at Hamilton Place, but I'm not going to Hamilton Place.
Well, if anybody has any opinions on this matter, the Moe's matter, you can use hashtag Moe's
not
gonna
be
sucks.
On the wall anymore.
You can tweet us at ThePatCast. That's right. We still have the Twitter handle, ThePatCast. I think. Let me check. Yes, we still have it. We are still... We are still the PatCast, at the PatCast on Twitter.
It could go at any moment. Wait, oh, does Pat Monahan's PatCast have a Twitter account?
I'm sure they do.
It's probably just Pat Monahan's Twitter account, right?
Yeah, it probably is.
Or Leroy's, or whatever. What was that guy's name?
Javier.
Javier.
Leroy.
Kind of looks like Leroy.
Oh, here we go. Their Twitter handle is... at PatCast Podcast. That is their Twitter handle. So, guys, if you need to buy out a Twitter handle, let me know. I'll sell mine for a big chunk of money. Maybe.
You wouldn't, though. Would you? Would you sell the Twitter?
we'll see how badly I need it.
No, damn it, Patrick.
See how badly I need it.
These
yeah,
things,
PatCast,
these things
PatCast Podcast. They do have more followers than we do. But that what? Is because they bought us out. So,
how many followers do they have?
They have a grand total of 1,348.
And we
at the PatCast.
Hang on, if it's only two digits, don't bother reading it.
143.
Nice.
143 followers.
Nice, we're over the century mark.
So I'll have to this reminds me now that I will have to update our bio. It says the most random podcast/radio show on the interweb for 5 wonderful years.
Okay, Patrick, you should know not to put a year on
something. That's true. Maybe I'll leave it because it's funny, but maybe not.
No, yeah, so. No, you're right. You're right. You should just leave it there.
Yeah, so that it'll be that way in 10 years from now.
Forever.
Granted that we've been on the air since 2008.
Also, should we talk about our new hashtag?
Yes, please.
Not going to be in my wallet anymore?
Everybody, I want you to use this hashtag tonight or tomorrow or whenever you're listening to this. It's hashtag not going to be in my wallet anymore. Some examples are...
Just spent my last dollar buying a Coke from the Coke machine. Hashtag not going to be in my wallet anymore.
Yes, that is true.
Just used the last money on my Subway gift card I got for Christmas. Hashtag not going to be in my wallet anymore.
Not going to be in my wallet anymore.
Yeah.
Just found a crappy business card you gave me 3 years ago. Not going to be in my wallet anymore.
Just cashed in my 10th and free cup of coffee at Stone Cup. Hashtag not going to be in my wallet anymore.
So come up with better ones than we just did. Use the hashtag. We'll read them on the air next time on the podcast. This has been a delightful staff meeting.
Yeah, it was a little too insider for my taste.
Yeah.
I don't think
sometimes we go there. We went there on the 50th episode briefly.
Yeah, I don't think we should pull back the curtain as much as we have.
We don't want to break PK Fabe.
Yeah, we came up with a name. PK Fabe.
Don't want to break.
We can't use that term either though, cuz that's
no.
Yeah.
Because that would be what I just said.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll sign off now. This has been a delight. Thank you for joining me, Dr. Kenny. Thank you, listeners, for listening with us. Any final words?
Yeah, I hope to hell that my audio quality is is listenable.
Me too. All right. Good night from New York.
On the next podcast.
This is actually pretty embarrassing for me.
All right.
But I'm going to tell it anyway. So, right. Patrick, I sent you a song not too long ago on Spotify called Stand Back by Halloween Alaska.
Yep.
And I was so impressed with the song. Like, it's such a good, crisp, like, well put together song.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm amazed because it has some retardedly low number of listens on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why is this song not like the most popular song in the world right now? Right. And then I was going to Moe's today, and I don't know how this happened, but I was driving to Moe's today, and I turned on the radio, and they're playing Stevie Nicks' Stand Back. And only then do I realize it's a cover.
Amazing.
Like, I know I know the Stevie Nicks song.
But even so, like, it should, even because of the cover, it should have more listeners.
It should still be more popular because it's an amazing cover.
So, is every song on that EP a cover?
I don't know. I haven't gone back and looked.
Just, I know Love is the Battlefield's on there.
This just happened to me like two hours ago.
Right.
I'm still reeling from the fact that I just didn't know that I was so oblivious. But it was, man, what a moment. Like, that was the most eye-opening moment of clarity. I was sitting at a red light.
I didn't even notice that because
I was sitting at a red light and I was like, God, these lyrics are so familiar.
That's funny. Now you know.
I was like, I can't believe I'm fucking Stevie Nicks.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.